Hello, this is David Rovix with episode 56 of This Week with David Rovix, an intermittent podcast that you can find on all the usual podcasting platforms, along with my other more frequent podcast, Song for Today. Bulgaria, it appears, is a captured state. I'll get to that in a minute. I first heard about Jock Palfreyman, an Australian serving a lengthy prison sentence in Bulgaria, through a fellow Australian. The context was a message from my friend Kamala that was straightforward, to the effect of, "Would you write a song about Jock?" I'm never entirely sure what the answer is going to be to a question like that, because it always depends on whether I can come up with something worth singing, rather than whether the subject material is worth a song. No one suggests subjects that aren't worth writing about. But the phrasing of her question was of the sort to light a fire under one's ass. This was not a passive request, like, "Have you ever thought about writing a song about Jock?" This was active. And although I'd known this women's doctor and Socialist Alliance organizer for well over a decade quite well, she had never asked me to write a song before. A quick exploration on the web made me wonder how I hadn't heard of this case a decade earlier. But then, the world is so full of big and small stories of injustice, it all easily becomes a blur, even if the name of Jock Palfreyman may have graced the screen of my laptop in an anarchist news update at some point in the past 12 years. It was 12 years ago this month, in December 2007, when Jock made the fateful decision to involve himself in a confrontation between a group of football hooligans of the drunk and far-right variety and two Roma men outside of a metro station in Sofia, Bulgaria. When Jock awoke, he was chained to a wall in a police station. Later he learned that one of the football hooligans had died in the course of whatever happened in front of the metro station in the early hours of that morning. What followed was a baldly outrageous travesty of any semblance of justice. Police testimony that backed up Jock's recollections was ignored. Video evidence was lost, found, and then lost again. Jock was a streetwise traveler in a place that he knew could be dangerous, and he did have a knife on him. But the stab wound Andrei Manov died from was made by a double-bladed knife, unlike the one Jock had, according to Bulgarian forensics experts, also ignored by the judge. Manov came from a prominent family in Bulgaria, which at least in this instance has meant an innocent man being railroaded into a life sentence. It's impossible not to come to this conclusion if you have any familiarity with what has gone on in this case. That has been true since the trial in 2008, and it continued to be true throughout the many years of imprisonment in Bulgaria that followed for Jock Palfreyman, who became a widely respected advocate for prisoners' rights during his time behind bars. And it was still true last summer when I wrote the song. Since then, however, Jock's case has gotten significantly more bizarre. What was already a travesty of justice has become downright comedic. In October, Jock was released on parole after serving nearly 12 years in prison. This kind of thing is normal in most cases when it comes to parole. What then followed wasn't. Jock's parole is being reviewed. There is no legal process for this review. It's just being invented as they go. Politically driven election season improvisation. Jock is being used as a political football, to use the technical term. I have no illusions about the power of my songs to influence a judge in Bulgaria. But it happens to be the case that several of the songs my musical colleagues and I have been arranging, rehearsing, and recording for my latest album are about people who are currently in prison or being threatened with imprisonment. When you're recording a song about someone, where regardless of how large or small your potential audience is, it behooves you to have some idea about what's going on with their case. Reality Winner was in prison when I wrote the song about her that appears on the album, and she's still there. Scott Walker in Arizona was facing a potential 20-year sentence when I wrote the song, and he's been acquitted since we recorded it. That's the title track. The Rotherham 12, in England, were facing lengthy prison sentences, and they were acquitted before I wrote the song. They're still acquitted. The children separated from their parents and imprisoned in camps at the U.S.-Mexico border that we sing about in So This Is What It's Like and The Time to Act are still separated from their parents, still imprisoned. As of news reports in Australian media from this week, Jacques Paul Freeman may be returned to prison any day now from the Immigration Detention Center, where he has been awaiting deportation to Australia since being paroled 2 months ago. I'm still looking forward to changing the introduction to the song to "This is about a former political prisoner," whether this happens sooner or later.
Jacques Paul Freeman traveled to see friends in Bulgaria, to spend Christmas in their homes, have a night out in Sofia. He was only planning to visit for a short stay. It's been 13 years since then, he's never been away. The night that Jacques went out with friends, walked past the metro station, the mood suddenly changed from one of celebration to the sounds of Nazi football hooligans in the streets again, shouting racist slurs at two Roma men. Most people would keep walking or find a place to hide, while some among us have to take a side. Jacques stood and faced the Nazis marching in the street. He flashed a blade to keep them back. They threw chunks of concrete. Jacques fell to the ground, woke up handcuffed, splitting head. That's the time he learned one of his attackers was dead. No one quite knew what had happened, but in the police report, they said these men attacked the Roma, just like Jacques said in the court. The CCTV footage disappeared, and then after it was found, it disappeared again. Most people would keep walking or find a place to hide, while some among us have to take a side. The forensics examiner said of the man who lost his life, clearly he was stabbed, but the wound didn't match the knife. Witness testimony wasn't deemed relevant to the case. In Bulgaria today, that's the justice you might face, because these particular racists were sons of the elite. Corruption in the form of a parliamentary seat, a kangaroo court conviction, every telltale sign. They plan to beat and starve him until 2029. Most people would keep walking or find a place to hide, while some among us have to take a side. Most people would keep walking or find a place to hide, while some among us have to take a side. Jacques Paul Freeman traveled to see friends in Bulgaria.
That was track 7 from Strangers and Friends, which goes out to all my CSA members and Pacifica Radio affiliates on December 15th, and drops on all the streaming platforms on January 19th. To read more about the album project, go to davidrovics.com/strangers. This has been episode 56 of This Week with David Rovics. If you don't want to miss future episodes of this podcast or of my Song for Today podcast, you can subscribe to them both on the podcasting app of your choice. You can also find them front and center at davidrovics.com, on the David Rovics mobile app, and on the Folk Music Notebook internet radio station.